From Kauai to Hawaii Island, Nā Kai e Walu, sponsored by the Office of Hawaiian Affairs, Kamehameha Schools, and Mobi PCS on the Visionary Radio Network.
Aloha to all of us. Rise and shine. It's a fine Hawaiian Saturday with Nā Kai e Walu, and we'll take care of you with great music and talk story until 10 o'clock this morning. Vicky Holtakamine is off on vacation today, right, Kahone?
Yes, actually, I don't know if it's a vacation. She's on a working trip. She's up in Vancouver, Washington, judging a Hapa'auli Hula Festival. You know her. She gets invitations going all over the place. But anyhow.
And she's having a good time.
She's having
that
a great time. I know that. But I'd like to say aloha kakahiaka kako to all of our ohana throughout the state of Hawaii, from the islands of Hawaii, Maui, Kauai, Molokai, Lanai, and of course here on the island of Oahu. It's great to have you here this morning on Nā Kai e Walu.
Noe Tanigawa here, and it's been a great week, and you started your new job.
Yes, Noe, it's been an exciting week. Well, first of all, let me tell you about Saturday.
Okay.
At Prince, you remember from here,
exactly. We
dashed down to Prince Lot Hula Festival. It was a great day. It started to rain at first, and then that Anui Nui, that rainbow came over, and I said, okay, we don't have to worry about it. The rest of the day was just beautiful, absolutely gorgeous. And if you've never been to Moanalua Gardens, you gotta go there. It is the most peaceful valley. And to see these beautiful hula performances by various halau throughout the day was just exciting, exquisite. The cultural demonstrators that were there did a fantastic job. And of course, the island flavors, right, for food. We had Queen Emma Hawaiian Civic Club who did beef stew plates. We had the Ali'i Pauahi Hawaiian Civic Club who sold homemade pateles and kanduli rice.
Kidding.
And we also had Time to Grind who did the Filipino and Korean food. And we had Hale Ke Aloha who did the Hawaiian food. We had Ko'olau Poco Hawaiian Civic Club, who did the fried noodles and the teriyaki beef sticks. Waimanalo Hawaiian Civic Club did Nalo salad.
Wow.
I couldn't believe the number of people that were eating Nalo salad. And of course, we had Tutu's famous shave ice. So the whole day, I mean, you could have a whole array of food, entertainment, and knowledge throughout the day.
Oh,
and what a
man.
Better place to spend Saturday than at Moanalua Gardens.
I just remember that festival on that mound. It's like looking into an Easter egg and you see a magical vision. And it's just...
And you know, it's like history taking place. On, because you have to remember that at Moanalua Gardens is where these hula practitioners of our time, of our past, like Auntie Iolani Luahine and Auntie Hoakalei Kama'u and all of these, Auntie Maiki and all of, and Dana Kalama and all of these wonderful kumu. That's where they learned a lot of their kahiko knowledge, was right there at Moanalua Gardens.
Oh, so it was great.
And then, of course, on Monday, I started my new job at the Office of Hawaiian Affairs.
What are you doing?
I am going to be their outreach specialist in the area of government relations. But we'll talk more about it.
Well, we're trying a little of that this morning, and we have some terrific events to tell you about, along with the great music. So you stick with us, Nakai e Valu, brought to you every Saturday morning by the Office of Hawaiian Affairs, Kamehameha Schools, and Mobi PCS on the Visionary Radio Network. Your song.
Reaching across the channels, you're listening to Nakai Evalu on the Visionary Radio Network.
Just reminiscing a little bit.
Nakai Evalu, that's the way we roll. The best in Hawaiian music and manao. That is thoughts or ideas for your Saturday morning. Kaho'one Panoke here, Noe Tanigawa, and we're going to learn something this morning with Imaikalani Winchester. He's the organizer for La Ho'i Ho'i'ea, an event coming up tomorrow, Sunday at Thomas Square.
Aloha, Imai. Nice to have you here at Nakai Evalu. Tell us a little bit about yourself because you have a wonderful background.
Let me take my best shot. Maika moku puni nu yoke avia hiki ini iha o ka here lani. Aloha mai kako.
Aloha.
My name is Imaikalani Winchester. I am from originally Mililani, where I was raised, where I was born. And I was actually raised, you know, here and there and a little bit of everywhere as I grew up. I'm a graduate of the Kamehameha Schools in 1998. The producer over here is my classmate.
Yes, Chanel.
Chanel.
And from 98 on, I spent some time at the University of Hawaii at Manoa, mainly in the Hawaiian Studies Department, where I graduated in 2002 with a focus on modern contemporary issues. Following that, I kind of got myself involved with furthering my education to the next level, and I received my master's degree in political science a few years later.
There's I think a in combination for you.
Maybe five, yeah. So I was trying to do my academic thing for a while. In the meantime, for the last 5 years, going on six this coming fall, I've been a teacher at a Native Hawaiian charter school called Halau Kumana, recently relocated to Makiki, but formerly for the first 6 years, we were residents of the Manoa Valley.
Yeah,
so you're now in Makiki.
So now we're in Makiki at the bottom of the Nature Center. If you're driving up to Makiki Heights Road, if you take a look before that, you know, that big hairpin turn, you're going to see some green buildings. That would be our campus.
Congratulations.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, it's been a really long fight, especially for the charter school movement, to try to get any sort of funding for facilities, especially. Uh-huh. But luckily for us, after bouncing around Manoa, I think 3 different sites, we finally hooked up a long-term lease of 30 years, thanks to some hard work by the people working in our office. So,
but you know, that's so true. I remember when Halau Kumana started, they had a dream. And they started this school with a dream, not knowing where this place was. And then they started off Kamakakua Kalani. Then they went to Atherton and then Paradise Park and now Makiki with their own hale. Congratulations. Ho'ohanohano to them, I tell you.
No telling where dreams will take you. And we've got Imai Kalani Winchester as our special guest today, talking about La Ho'i Ho'i Ea, an event coming up tomorrow. So stay with us. This is Nā Kai E Walu, brought to you by Kamehameha Schools, Mobi PCS, and the Office of Hawaiian Affairs on the Visionary Radio Network.
Time. So honey, I hope you realize listening to Nakai Evalu every Saturday morning from 8 to 10.
There you go, Lihue, making a pot of stew for the family party tonight, huh? Thanks for starting your weekend with Nakai Evalu. And we're thinking about the paddlers converging on Molokai today, stretching out, getting ready for tomorrow's Molokai to Oahu paddleboard race. They're going to push off 7 a.m. from Kaluakoi Beach, then they should be pulling into Maunalua Bay and Hawaii Kai about maybe 12:30-ish onward. Good luck to all of you. 32 miles. Wow. What a ride.
He mo'olelo ko nā kā naka apau. Nā kekahi mo'olelo e a oaku. Nā kekahi e ho urumai. Nā mo'olelo e ho ike I ke kūlana ka Hawaii. Today we share stories that deliver the latest in Native Hawaiian news, features, and events. Kawai Ola, the Living Water. For your free subscription, visit oha.org/kwo or call 594-1835.
Hui, Velina Mai! Gather the Ohana for a night of fun, family entertainment featuring the highly anticipated animated TV program Lau Nehe Nehe, produced by Kamehameha Publishing.
Join us as we bring to life some of Hawaii's most popular children's titles. Presented in Olelo Hawaii and English, Lau Nehe Nehe shares some of our favorite stories about a naughty elepayo, a stingy fisherman, a generous couple whose greatest wish comes true, and much, much more.
Relax as the rustling leaves of Lau Nehenehe carry you and your keiki to a place where imagination, culture, and history come to life through the mo'olelo of our kupuna. This summer, enjoy Lau Nehenehe on OEV TV Oceanic Time Warner Cable Digital Channel 326, your on-demand source for Hawaiian news, entertainment, and educational programming. Visit www.oev.tv for complete program listings and information.
When food prices are on the rise and gas is guzzling an ever-increasing amount of household budgets, the last thing you want to worry about is paying too much to stay connected to the important people in your life. That's why the Lifeline and Link Up programs are designed to provide federal assistance to qualifying households and individuals who could use a helping hand. Mobi PCS is proud to be Hawaii's local wireless service provider, offering discount plans to customers who qualify for these programs. Featuring unlimited local and long-distance calling for just $32 a month with no credit check and no contracts. With Mobi PCS and the Federal Lifeline and Link Up programs, you can get connected with the lowest price monthly unlimited talk plan in Hawaii and stay in touch with the people who matter most for only $32 a month. Eligibility is based on income and participation in federal assistance programs. For more details, visit MobiPCS.com or call 688-MOBI. That's 688-MOBI or MobiPCS.com. Mobi PCS. Talk on.
Nakai Evalu, the Hawaiian way to start your weekend. Compliments of the Office of Hawaiian Affairs, Kamehameha Schools, and Mobi PCS on the Visionary Radio Network.
In a little village church, in an old Hawaiian town, that's where I met the girl of my dreams. When the organ played a song and the choir sang along, it was just like heaven to me. When the preacher said amen, I took her by the arms and then down the aisle we each rolled together. Oh, that's where I found my happiness, with the girl that God had blessed, in a church, in an old Hawaiian town. When the preacher said amen, I took her by the arms and then down the aisle we each rolled together. That's where I found my happiness, with the girl that God had blessed. Go in a church, in an old Hawaiian town. Go in a church, in an old Hawaiian town. Yes, in a church, in an old Hawaiian town.
Nakaievalu, the eight seas connecting all the Hawaiian islands every Saturday morning right here on the Visionary Radio Network. Kaho'one Panokis here, Noe Tanigawa, that's me, and our special guest right now is Imaikalani Winchester. He's one of the organizers for La Ho'i Ho'i'ea, an event going on tomorrow at Thomas Square.
So, Imai, tell us, what is La Ho'i Ho'i'ea, and why are you asking our people and others to come into Thomas Square tomorrow and commemorate this day?
Well, La Ho'i Ho'i'ea is important for not only Hawaiians, it's important for everyone who lives in Hawaii. What La Ho'i Ho'i'ea is it's loosely translated, it's Hawaiian Restoration Day. What it does, it remembers in 1843 a short 5-month British occupation that was overturned, and Hawaii, the kingdom, was returned rightfully to Kauikeaholi. Kamehameha III was the reigning Mo'i at the time. And this celebration, La Ho'i Ho'i'ea, the day that sovereignty was returned to the Hawaiian kingdom, Kauikeaholi Kamehameha III, he made a famous proclamation, Uamau ke'ea o ka'aina I ka pono. And La Ho'i Ho'i'ea not only justifies, but it validates our position as a nation amongst other nations.
And for all of our listeners out there, especially here on the island of Oahu, if you're not doing anything tomorrow morning, I hope you'll come down and join all of us here at La Ho'i Ho'i'ea.
And so you say that the motto of the state right now was first proclaimed that day?
That's true. Uamau ke'e o ka'aina I ka pono actually refers to this particular day, July 31st, 1843, some 160 years ago, when Kauikeaholi, after being deoccupied, I guess if you want to call it, by the British Crown, he proclaims, Uamau ke'e o ka'aina I ka pono. So the sovereignty will continue to exist because of the just actions done by, specifically at this time, the Crown through the actions of Richard Thomas, of which Thomas Square is now named after.
So, Imai, let me understand this then. So, in essence, what the state of Hawaii did was took the motto of Kauikeaholi, Uamau ke'e o ka'aina I ka pono, which is considered a national treasure of ours, of our native peoples, and is using it as a state motto. But I think some of the discussion around that over the years has been, who did they ask for permission and who gave the permission?
Very good question. It's a form of co-opting our history. And what it does is it takes the context away from Uamau ke'e o ka'aina and La Ho'i Ho'i'ea, and it puts it in a totally different light.
That is interesting. We're talking about an event tomorrow commemorating Hawaiian Restoration Day at Thomas Square. It's called La Ho'i Ho'i'ea, runs from 10 until 6 o'clock. And we'll continue this conversation with Imaikalani Winchester coming up on Nakai Evalu.
Keihola kaua, hali hali na lehua poluna, ehi, ehi, keihola kaua, hali hali na lehua. Ehi, ehi, lelei.
Aloha! You're listening to Nakai Evalu on the Visionary Radio Network.
As I travel from place to place, some familiar and some strange, to hear the ancient chantings of our home. As I've listened to the story, my eyes have seen the glory, so let us raise our voice in song to save our land. All Hawaii stands together, it is now and forever to raise your voices and hold your banners high. We shall stand as a nation to guide the destinies of our generations, to sing and praise the glories of our land. Within stone walls, the cities of refuge, we learn the sacred ways. Upon white the old valley floor, the ancient battles rage. From the barren slopes of Kaholawe to the shores of Kahana Bay, we shall claim our lands from the barking sands to the valleys of Kahana Bay. All Hawaii stands together, it is now and forever to raise the voices and hold your banner. Destinies of our generation, to sing and praise the glories of our land. From the fiery pits of Tutupele, I hear my mother's call. Oh, Tutukane and Mauna Kea, send their love to all, to stand as one beneath the sun. Blessings from Haleakala for our sweet Kahala, and by Ale Ale, where the greatest waters fall. Hawaii Iloa, Kuli Kekako, Kuba Ame Kalo Kahie, Kukalame Kavivale. Akako, oni pa akako, alanda kilanda ki ni e eola, eola, eola na ki ni e. Hawaii loa, kuli ke kako, kuha ame kalo kahi e, kukala me ka. Oniva akako, alanna kilanna kini e eola, eola, eola na kini e. Hawaii loa, kuli kikako, kuba ame.
akako alanga kilanga ki die eola 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 na 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 ki die.
Nice one, and that's for you, Kailua. Thanks for checking in with us at nakaievaluradio.com. That's where we are, on the web. Makaha, got one for you coming up. Vicky Holtakamine is away today. Kaho'one Panoke is here. I'm Noe Tanigawa. And our special guest right now is Imaikalani Winchester. And he's one of the organizers of the Lahoi Ho'i'ea commemoration that's going on tomorrow, 10 to 6 at Thomas Square.
Yes. So if any of you not doing anything tomorrow, come down and visit with us at Thomas Square from 10 a.m. and 6 p.m. And Imai, tell us, what kind of activities are going to happen throughout the day? And who's performing? And
well, Lahoi Ho'i'ea is sort of a family celebration. And that's exactly the word we want to really focus in, is a celebration. A lot of the times, you know, most Hawaiian events we go to is either a ku'e event or a memorial of some sort. But this time, Lahoi Ho'i'ea is something that all Hawaiians can celebrate and appreciate as one. So what you can expect is a lot of music, a lot of good music. We have some very good bands. We have Kupa Aina, Skippy Ioane out of Hilo is releasing a new album, and he'll be there. We have some local bands, the Ka'ala Mountain Band. We have John Ozora going to be playing. We have Mana Carceres, he'll be there to perform. We have Kahulu, we have Vicky Ho'otakamine and her Halau. We have a reenactment at the very end of the day when the day gets cooler. Kele Mailele'i Civic Club will be performing The Queen's Women, which is a short reenactment. I'm always reminded, a reenactment of the Ku'e petition that was going around all of Hawaii during 1897, and there were meetings that were going on. And some very, very interesting things. I actually saw this for the first time a few years ago at Bumpy's Village. And it's very powerful stuff. Other things they can look forward to. Please, bring your ohana. We have kids' activities. We'll be having a jumpy castle, our bouncy castle, of course. We have face painting. We have coloring for the kids. Activities that'll keep them busy while you can go around and check out some of the other items. There'll be art exhibits. There'll be poi pounding demonstrations. We're working with some people from Mana'ai. And we're trying to really bring back a focus on restoration of Hawaiian things at Lahoi Ho'i, Hawaiian Restoration Day. So not just restoration of this particular event, but also of our music, yeah, of our people's music, of our arts, of our culture, of our olelo, of our hula, of our community.
It's a day of celebration of who we are.
Exactly. We celebrate
as Native Hawaiians. And we really want to emphasize that the celebration is not only for Native Hawaiians, but all those who have chosen to live here.
Yes.
In Hawaii.
Yes. All people who live in Hawaii should know about Lahoi Ho'i'ea just as much as they should speak Olelo Hawaii. If you live here, it's very important that you come down and you learn about the true history, a history that was hidden from all of Hawaii for a very long time. And it wasn't until 1985 where Dr. Kikuni Blaisdell, a patriot in the Hawaiian community, first actually revived Lahoi Ho'i'ea, and we've been able to carry it on. This has now been the 24th year. We're trying to get as many people to come down and participate. So what we'd like to announce to anybody who's willing to come tomorrow, if you bring your papa ku'iai, if you bring your malo, your puaku ku'iai, a flag, yeah, a Hawaiian flag, a high Hawaii, or a pū, and you actually use them at Lahoi Ho'i'ea, you're going to get free kalo.
Wow.
Come down, if you have your flag, please raise it. Now is the time to do it. July 31st actually marks the official Lahoi Ho'i'ea day, but we've always celebrated the last Sunday of every July. So please come down and check us out. It'll be a lot of fun.
Thank you, Imai, for joining us this morning.
Great family event tomorrow, 10 to 6 at Thomas Square.
Na
All right, that's for you heading to Kahului this morning. Nā kai e walu, the eight seas connecting all the Hawaiian islands on the Visionary Radio Network. On Hawaii Island, hey, have you ever been to Hulihe'e Palace? It's a trip into Hawaii's royal past, and tomorrow the Daughters of Hawaii are inviting everyone to a free concert there. The Hulihe'e Palace Band and the Merry Monarch Chorale will perform songs recalling King Kamehameha I. You're invited 4 p.m. on the Hulihe'e Palace lawn. Overlooking Kailua Bay? Ooh, should be beautiful. And you heard about it on Nā kai e walu. Coming up, let's find out about an amazing hula conference that's going to be taking place all next week on the Kamehameha Schools Kapalama Campus.
Everyone has stories to tell. Some stories teach, others inspire. And each story reveals who we are, where we come from, and where we're headed. Today, we share stories that deliver the latest in Native Hawaiian news, features, and events. Kawai'i Ola, the living water. For your free subscription, visit oha.org/kwo or call 594-1835.
Belina Mai, gather the Ohana for a night of fun, family entertainment featuring the highly anticipated animated TV program Lau Nehe Nehe, produced by Kamehameha Publishing.
Join us as we bring to life some of Hawaii's most popular children's titles. Presented in Olelo Hawaii and English, Lau Nehe Nehe shares some of our favorite stories about a naughty elepayo, a stingy fisherman, a generous couple whose greatest wish comes true, and much, much more.
Relax as the rustling leaves of Lau Nehe Nehe carry you and your keiki to a place where imagination, culture, and history come to life through the mo'olelo of our kupuna. This summer, enjoy Lau Nehe Nehe on OEV TV Oceanic Time Warner Cable Digital Channel 326, your on-demand source for Hawaiian news, entertainment, and educational programming. Visit www.oev.tv for complete program listings and information.
When food prices are on the rise and gas is guzzling an ever-increasing amount of household budgets, the last thing you want to worry about is paying too much to stay connected to the important people in your life. That's why the Lifeline and Link Up programs are designed to provide federal assistance to qualifying households and individuals who could use a helping hand. Mobi PCS is proud to be Hawaii's local wireless service provider, offering discount plans to customers who qualify for these programs. Featuring unlimited local and long-distance calling for just $32 a month with no credit check and no contracts. With Mobi PCS and the Federal Lifeline and Link Up programs, you can get connected with the lowest price monthly unlimited talk plan in Hawaii and stay in touch with the people who matter most for only $32 a month. Eligibility is based on income and participation in federal assistance programs. For more details, visit MobiPCS.com or call 688-MOBI. That's 688-MOBI or MobiPCS.com. Mobi PCS. Talk on.
Bank of Hawaii presents the Smart Money Minute, helpful tips about managing your personal finances.
Hi, this is Maureen Coogan from Private Client Services at Bank of Hawaii. Did you know that without an estate plan, your private information can become public record? That's because after you die, your will is available for anyone to see. Con artists have been known to search courthouse records for information contained in wills in order to find victims. Some salespersons use the records to find sales prospects as well. That's why many people choose to use a trust in addition to a will. Administration of trusts are private, so keep this most private time of your life private. Talk to your estate planning professional about creating a trust for your estate plan.
This has been a Bank of Hawaii Smart Money Minute. To attend a free Bank of Hawaii Smart Money seminar near you, visit boh.com/seminars. Bank of Hawaii, member FDIC.
Nakai Evalu, statewide, every Saturday morning, sponsored by the Office of Hawaiian Affairs, Kamehameha Schools, and Mobi PCS on the Visionary Radio Network.
Meet me tonight under the moonlight. I think about the things that we can do. And down by the seaside, we've nothing to hide, but there we'll both be secretly alone. You and me together, looking for just another. Believe me when I say you'll come to stay. You and me together, looking for good weather. We can make it last a long, long time, knowing that you're all by my side. Thank you.
whisper softly, give me an answer. Or need I only look into your eyes? And I'll make you happy, make you know happy. That I'd gladly give you all the love I have inside. You and me together, looking for good weather. And we can make it last a long, long time.
Na Kai Evalu, Hawaii's only statewide FM radio magazine, coming at you every Saturday morning. Kahoʻone Panoke is here. I'm Noe Tanigawa with Mehana Hind, Conference Coordinator for Kaʻaha Hula o Halawa Ola.
Aloha, Mehana, and welcome to Na Kai Evalu. It's so great to have you here. And it's so exciting that you know, it seems that for the last 3 years, I know that you've been working on this conference, and all of a sudden it's here. Tell us a little bit about yourself at the conference.
Aloha mai kako in Oʻiwi o Na Kai Evalu. And mahalo to you, Kahoʻonei and Noe, for having us here today to be able to share a little bit about what's coming up this coming week. Kaʻaha Hula o Halawa Ola, and my involvement with it started back in 1999, you know, when the conference co-chairs sat down and had an idea, you know. And with kumuhulas, when they have an idea, you know, us haumana know that for the rest of our lives, we will be fulfilling that idea.
Yes.
And that idea was to have a conference to bring hula people from around the world here to Hawaii and do more than just the casual workshop, you know, kind of environment. And so I started off, that was 12 years ago, if you could believe it or not.
I can't believe it's been that long since the first one in Hilo, Hawaii.
Yep. The first one was in 2001. We started planning in 1999. And I was 12 years younger and just a simple haumana, you know, doing what my kumu told me to do. I still am a simple haumana doing what my kumu tells me to do. But I'm a haumana hula of Leina Ala Kalamahaini with Halau Napua Le o Likole Hua. And my kumuhula is the conference chair for this island of Oʻahu. And I am the conference coordinator that I work out of the office here on Oʻahu. We have a statewide organization of kumuhula that have planned, you know, for the last 12 years, these conferences. And I'm the Oʻahu conference coordinator that sits here and makes sure a lot of the logistics gets taken care of. Our conference director is Hokulani Hope Padilla, who currently resides on the island of Maui, you know, but is an Oʻahu girl deep down inside. She was born and raised here on Oʻahu and attended Kamehameha Schools, where the conference is going to be held. And we just really look forward to what's coming up next week. I mean, you can't know how exciting this is for us.
We've taken a look at the schedule and it's amazing. So let's get into that next on Na Kai Evalu. We come to you every Saturday morning with music and stories from the Hawaiian community right here for your pleasure. And we're brought to you by Kamehameha Schools, Mobi PCS, and the Office of Hawaiian Affairs on the Visionary Radio Network.
No hano ka lady ka ke ho ola le manei e ini nui ko una ue ho ko mai ilai la ko umana o
Kai Evalu, Hawaii's first statewide radio news magazine on the Visionary Radio Network.
My lovely.
Kako, aloha to all of us. Nā kai e walu is a kako thing every Saturday morning. Ka ho'one panoke is here. I'm Noe Tanigawa, and our special guest at this point in the morning is Mehana Hind. She's conference coordinator for a hula conference coming up next week on the Kamehameha School's campus of Kapalama.
So Mehana, when you say that you're having a large attendance, so that means that there are other halau from the continent as well that is coming to Oahu for this conference. And I understand as part of the being a part of the original conference when we had it in Hilo, I know that we had workshops throughout the year. We learned specific chants for the opening, and is that being continued with this?
Yes, that's one of the traditions that has been continued.
Oh, that's
We've
wonderful.
Gone out to various places across the continental U.S. and also throughout our Paiaina here.
Yes.
To not only teach hula and mele that are going to be used at the conference, but also to share with communities outside of Hawaii how important it is to return to Hawaii, the source of hula, in order to get more than just a glimpse, you know, of a tradition that people are taking part in all over the world.
Where do they come from?
They come from all over. We have participants this year that I've personally spoken to from France, from Sweden, from Germany, from Japan, of course, from Mexico, and from throughout, you know, from New York all the way to California.
What's their hula like? Does it ever shock you when you see it?
It can be quite shocking at times, in a good and in a unusual way. But their passion and desire to learn hula is what is most overwhelming. You know, and so that in itself is a kind of force that, you know, we here in Hawaii are trying to grapple with and trying to understand too. And for us, here in Hawaii is the source. So one of the questions, you know, that we ask is, why? Why are they doing it in Japan? Why do they do it in Mexico? You know, why do they do it in France and so forth? And you know, really turned and looked and said, let's come back to Hawaii.
And that conference is taking place next Next week, it happens July 26th to the 31st at Kamehameha School's Kapalama campus. People who have not yet signed up, can they still go?
Yes.
And there's going to be a public performance at Hawaii Theater coming up on Friday night. So more on this, if you'll stay with us, on Nā Kai e Walu. Mahalo to our friends in Hilo for that suggestion. Are you heading into work today? We got a song for you straight ahead. It's going to take you right into your workplace, and you're going to enjoy the rest of the day. Nā Kai e Walu every Saturday morning with Vicky Holt. Takamine on vacation today. Kaho'one Panoke is here. Noe Tanigawa, that's me. And we're learning about a hula conference that's coming up on the Kamehameha School's campus next week. It's Ka'aha Hula o Halawa Ola, and they've got an amazing array of guest speakers, performances, and lectures, workshops coming up. I think you're going to enjoy hearing about it. We're going to get into more music, but quick congratulations to the Hawaii Youth Speaks team. They took the top prize at the International Brave New Voices competition in Chicago just recently. Right on, ke'ia, to all you guys. From Nā Kai e Walu.
He mo'olelo ko nā ka naka apau. Nā kekahi mo'olelo e a'o aku. Nā kekahi e ho ulu mai. Nā nā mo'olelo e ho ike I ke kūlana a ka Hawaii. Today, we share stories that deliver the latest in Native Hawaiian news, features, and events. Kawai Ola, the Living Water. For your free subscription, visit oha.org/kwo or call 594-1835.
Belina Mai. Gather the Ohana for a night of fun, family entertainment featuring the highly anticipated animated TV program Lau Nehe Nehe, produced by Kamehameha Publishing.
Join us as we bring to life some of Hawaii's most popular children's titles. Presented in Olelo Hawaii and English, Lau Nehe Nehe shares some of our favorite stories about a naughty elepayo, a stingy fisherman, a generous couple whose greatest wish comes true, and much, much more.
Relax as the rustling leaves of Lau Nehenehe carry you and your keiki to a place where imagination, culture, and history come to life through the mo'olelo of our kupuna. This summer, enjoy Lau Nehenehe on OEV TV Oceanic Time Warner Cable Digital Channel 326, your on-demand source for Hawaiian news, entertainment, and educational programming. Visit www.oev.tv for complete program listings and information.
When food prices are on the rise and gas is guzzling an ever-increasing amount of household budgets, the last thing you want to worry about is paying too much to stay connected to the important people in your life. That's why the Lifeline and Link Up programs are designed to provide federal assistance to qualifying households and individuals who could use a helping hand. Mobi PCS is proud to be Hawaii's local wireless service provider, offering discount plans to customers who qualify for these programs. Featuring unlimited local and long-distance calling for just $32 a month with no credit check and no contracts. With Mobi PCS and the Federal Lifeline and Link Up programs, you can get connected with the lowest price monthly unlimited talk plan in Hawaii and stay in touch with the people who matter most for only $32 a month. Eligibility is based on income and participation in federal assistance programs. For more details, visit MobiPCS.com or call 688-MOBI. That's 688-MOBI or MobiPCS.com. Mobi PCS. Talk on.
Bank of Hawaii presents the Smart Money Minute, helpful tips about managing your personal finances.
Hi, this is Judy Marsh from the Private Client Services area of Bank of Hawaii. Creating an estate plan is a smart, efficient way of passing as much of your assets as you can onto your heirs while minimizing taxes. One component of an estate plan that can help minimize taxes is to transfer assets. In fact, you can transfer a total of $1 million to any person or persons you choose while you're alive without incurring any gift tax. Plus, you can give an additional $13,000 per person per year with the annual gift tax exclusion. Of course, everyone's personal tax situation is different, so talk to your tax advisor.
This has been a Bank of Hawaii Smart Money Minute. To attend a free Bank of Hawaii Smart Money seminar near you, visit boh.com/seminars. Bank of Hawaii, member FDIC.
Start your Saturday with Aloha, Nā Kai e Walu, 8 to 10 a.m., sponsored by the Office of Hawaiian Affairs, Mobi PCS, and Kamehameha Schools on the Visionary Radio Network.
It's amazing how you can speak right to my heart without saying a word. You can light up the dark. Try as I may, I can never explain what I hear when you don't say a thing. The smile touch of your hand says you'll catch me if ever I fall. You say it best when you say nothing.
That's the way we start the weekend here, Hawaiian style with Nakai Evalu, Kaho'one Panoke, Noe Tanigawa, and Mehana Hind, the conference coordinator for Ka'aha Hula o Halawa Ola.
You know, Mehana, as a kumuhula who has taught for many years on the continent, I have to tell you that in 1999, I had already moved back home here. I was so honored and it felt so wonderful to be a part of that planning of that first conference, because it's something that, you know, when you're teaching on the continent, you always think about, because, and especially being of Native Hawaiian, being a kumu, you want to be able to teach the right thing and be able to bring your halau home so that they will not feel ashamed, and that you want our people here to really feel proud of the work that we do in the continent. And it's through these kind of conferences that you're extending that education and making it affordable for all kumu or all those who are wanting to teach on the continent. We understand you can't all come back home, but if you're teaching on the continent, then I think it's great by attending these conferences that they're teaching what we believe is the true traditional styles of hula. And they come from different houses of hulas, which makes it even great. Tell us about some of the workshops that are going on and who's conducting these
all the workshops. The only regret I have is that I'm going to be running around with a chicken without a head during the whole time, that I won't be able to attend most of them, but they are fantastic. We have kumu hula and also historians coming. For instance, my kumu hula is teaching Velina O'ahu, which is a song that her and her hula brothers Wayne Chang and Lubehi Cousin Mara had composed, you know, and it's something very personal and dear to them. And she's sharing that with the participants, and she has almost 100 students signed up for her class. Still some waiting on a wait list to get in, you know, and it's those kind of snapshot moments. You know, we have Auntie Aloha Kalama coming to teach or to talk about her experiences with John P. Ilani Watkins, you know, and that is, again, these are rare moments that you ever get to hear these people, you know, open up like that. The Alama sisters are going to be there, both of them, and talking not only about their experiences, but also sharing a bit of their hula style.
And Mele Kolohe, the rascal hula with Manu Boyd.
Yes, you know, always fun and always a hit at any kind of gathering.
We're talking about Ka'aha Hula o Halawa Loa. We're talking about Ka'aha Hula o Halawa Ola, a hula conference that's going on the Kamehameha School's Kapalama campus July 26th to 31st. If you'd like to see some of the results, the public's invited to a performance on Friday at the Hawaii Theater. And you heard about all this on Nakai Evalu, brought to you by Mobi PCS, the Office of Hawaiian Affairs, and Kamehameha Schools on the Visionary Radio Network.
He aloha mele, pretty hoku, sending down a special little twinkle for your brown eyes, your pretty lovely brown eyes. In the still of the night, all the stars are shining bright for your brown eyes. He aloha mele, ilohi ikamakani, gentle breeze whispering haunting melodies to you softly, a whisper to you softly,
Hear the winds through the trees singing sweet harmony to you softly. With the grace of her hand, she can tell you that a star only glitters at the setting of the sunshine. With the grace of her hand, she can tell you that the wind only blows when no mountainside is there to touch her. Now there's the sun and the moon talking stories, telling tales about a new day. It's gonna be a nice day. Now the moon is shining bright and the sun will rise again to start a new day. With a grace of her hand, she can tell you that a star only glimmers at the setting of the sunshine. With a grace of her hand, she can tell you that the wind only blows when no mountainside is there to touch her. Now there's the sun and the moon talking stories, telling tales about a new day. It's gonna be a nice day. Now the moon is shining bright and the sun will rise again to start a new day. He aloha mele, pretty hoku, sending down a special little twinkle for your brown eyes, your pretty lovely brown eyes. In the still of the night, all the stars are shining bright for your brown eyes. Hear the winds through the trees singing sweet harmony to you softly. Now the moon is shining bright and the sun will rise again to start a new day. He aloha mele.
Wake up every Saturday morning to Nakai Evalu on the Visionary Radio Network.
Mountains roll down to the sea. I wish that you were here with me. The waves are breaking along the shore. It's not the same without you no more. Whoa! The sea. I wish that you were here with me. The waves are breaking along the shore. It's not the same without you no more. Whoa, 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 whoa. Watch the sun lift off the sea. Cast the shadow off a tree. Soon the surfers will catch the waves. The beach will fill with local babes. Whoa! 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 Watch the sun lift off the sea. Cast the shadow off a tree. Soon the surfers will catch the waves. The beach will fill with local babes. Whoa! 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 Up above the clear blue sky, the tourist cars come driving by. Windsurfers across the bay. Just a tropical Hawaiian day. Whoa! Whoa! Whoa!
sky. The tourist cars come driving by. Windsurfers across the bay. Just a tropical Hawaiian day. Whoa! 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 Just a tropical Hawaiian day.
Na kai e valu, the Hawaiian way to start your weekend. Kahoʻone panoke here, Noe Tanigawa. And it's time for our Olelo no e al, the thought we leave you.
Yes, and you know, normally Victoria does this, but she's away, so I have the pleasure of doing it. And you know, our Olelo no e al are wise proverbs or wise sayings that are handed down to us by our kupuna. And what more appropriate Olelo no e al that goes with our hula conference today than aʻohe pau ka ʻike ka hala hula hoʻokahi, that all knowledge of the hula is not learned in one house, as evidenced by this wonderful conference that has been put on by Hokulani Hotpadila and Ala and her whole gang out there. And they've planned a conference that with all kinds of presenters, what did you say, 100 presenters, that's coming from different houses of hula. That's so exciting, and different houses of knowledge of ike, and that's so great. So I think our Olelo no e al just fits in properly and great with the activity that's coming up.
Mehana Hind, the conference coordinator, is here with us. It's going to be a great week, a busy week.
It's going to be a busy week, one full week of activities, Monday and Wednesday, including workshops and presentations up at the Kapalama campus, featuring historians, kumuhula, mahiʻai, you know, farmers, other practitioners. Also moving into Tuesday and Thursday, which features huakaʻi. People will get a chance to go out to the sites of Oahu that means so much to us here.
And how many people are registered?
We have over 900 registered, and if anybody else wants to come down Monday morning, the Kapalama campus, you can go onto our website, www.hulaconference.org.
There you go. If you're not doing anything, by all means, join us up at Kapalama Heights.
Okay.
Aloha. You're listening to Nakai Evalu on the Visionary Radio Network.
Ooh.
you go. It's another wrap for us, Kahoone.
Yes, it's been an exciting morning, hasn't it?
And mahalo for your company around the kitchen table with us this morning. It was great having Imaikalani in to talk about Lahoi Ho'iea 10 to 6 tomorrow at Thomas Square.
Yes, I'm going to be there.
And Mehana Hine was in. She was here to talk about the hula conference going on at Kamehameha School's Kapalama campus,
which is going to be a very exciting event. And for those of you who'd love the hula or are interested in the hula, this is the hula conference to attend. And the nice part about it, you don't have to attend it the whole week. If you want to just go for 1 day or 2 days or 3 days, they can accommodate you. So please join us up there at Kapalama Heights at Kamehameha Schools.
And there's a public performance at Hawaii Theater on Friday. Thanks so much for being here, Mehana.
Thank you. Aloha.
And we, Nakai Evalu, are here for you every Saturday from 8 till 10. Mahalo to our technical director, Chris Hughes, executive producer and artistic director, Chanel Mokepuha, for keeping us on the straight and narrow. Nakai Evalu, sponsored by the Office of Hawaiian Affairs, Kamehameha Schools, and Mobi PCS. And it's brought to you with much aloha on the Visionary Radio Network. Today's Kumu, 94.7 on Oahu, Q103, 103.7 Maui, The Surf, 95.9 and 103.9 Kauai, The Beach, 102.1 Hawaii Island, and KMKK, 102.3 Molokai.
Aloha.
Ahui ho.
Everyone has stories to tell. Some stories teach, others inspire, and each story reveals who we are, where we come from, and where we're headed. Today, we share stories that deliver the latest in Native Hawaiian news, features, and events. Hawaii Ola, the living water. For your free subscription, visit oha.org/kwo or call 594-1835.
Velina Mai. Gather the ohana for a night of fun, family entertainment featuring the highly anticipated animated TV program Lau Nehe Nehe, produced by Kamehameha Publishing.
Join us as we bring to life some of Hawaii's most popular children's titles. Presented in Olelo Hawaii and English, Lau Nehe Nehe shares some of our favorite stories about a naughty elepayo, a stingy fisherman, a generous couple whose greatest wish comes true, and much, much more.
Relax as the rustling leaves of Lau Nehe Nehe carry you and your keiki to a place where imagination, culture, and history come to life through the mo'olelo of our kupuna. This summer, enjoy Lau Nehe Nehe on OEV TV Oceanic Time Warner Cable Digital Channel 326, your on-demand source for Hawaiian news, entertainment, and educational programming. Visit www.oev.tv for complete program listings and information.
When food prices are on the rise and gas is guzzling an ever-increasing amount of household budgets, the last thing you want to worry about is paying too much to stay connected to the important people in your life. That's why the Lifeline and Link Up programs are designed to provide federal assistance to qualifying households and individuals who could use a helping hand. Mobi PCS is proud to be Hawaii's local wireless service provider, offering discount plans to customers who qualify for these programs. Featuring unlimited local and long-distance calling for just $32 a month with no credit check and no contracts. With Mobi PCS and the Federal Lifeline and Link Up programs, you can get connected with the lowest price monthly unlimited talk plan in Hawaii and stay in touch with the people who matter most for only $32 a month. Eligibility is based on income and participation in federal assistance programs. For more details, visit MobiPCS.com or call 688-MOBI. That's 688-MOBI or MobiPCS.com. Mobi PCS. Talk on.